hooks, okay, and something smaller than a barrel that maybe nails used to come in.
Pegs.
Okay. And did you ever hear of them? Well, say if you bought about, say 6 gallons of lard or something, what would that come in?
Well, they used to have 5 gallon cans, mm-hmm. can that would hold 5 gallons.
Did you ever hear that called a stand of lard?
Well, it might have been mm-hmm. around town, around the store.
But you never used that word,
no.
Did you? Okay. And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to it, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a...
Boom.
Huh?
Boom.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Spur or sweep?
Okay, or something long.
Mm-hmm. You know, people used to have... Other fella had a horse, used to have a spur on one of his heels, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't go fast enough, and you'd touch him with that spur back.
What about on a buggy? If you had a horse and a buggy?
Well, they had the buggy whips to drive your horse when you had him to the buggy.
What, you mentioned you had oxen, though. What do they have for oxen to get them to go faster? Did they use a whip on them?
Yeah. Whip.
Okay. And say nowadays, if you bought some fruit or something at the store, the grocer would put them in a... If you bought something at the store.
Put them in a bag?
Okay. What would that be made out of?
Paper.
Okay. And what do you call that kind of bag or sack that feed used to come in? It's real rough cloth.
Uh-huh, corn sack.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, corn sack. I've had the old big bags like that. They're made out of jute. They say
mm-hmm.
jute bags.
Uh-huh. What about something like
crocus sacks?
Is that the same thing?
Well, that's the same thing. Crocus
uh-huh.
sack and the corn sack, the old thing.
And jute bags?
Well, it's made out of jute.
Uh-huh.
Jute stuff it's made out of. You talk about the jute bags, well, that's just a corn bag,
uh-huh.
corn sack.
What did flour used to come in if you didn't buy it by the barrel? If maybe you just bought 20 pounds or so.
Well, it come in little bags, puff bags.
Okay. And say if you were going to take corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you take at one time?
Well, it's knowing how much you want to take. It would be a bushel, half a bushel,
mm-hmm.
take or whatever you want to carry.
Say if you didn't know how much you had, you just had a sack full of it, you'd say you were going to take a... Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn?
Turn of corn. A million of corn. That's what I was saying.
A what?
A million.
Okay.
Million of corn. Well, that's the way people did it. They didn't wasn't particular about what they carried, but you can't have it ground, and that there miller
mm-hmm.
had something to measure it with, and he'd pour yours up here in the hopper, and he'd pour his over in a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he told you.
Uh-huh. And to say, if you had went out to the wood pile and got some wood, all you carry in your arm, you'd say you had a...
Turn of wood.
Okay. You'd use the word turn there.
Yeah.
You'd say turn.
Turn of wood.
How else would you use that word turn? What else would you say turn of about?
Turn of wood. Well, anything you might be a token, you could call it a turn, right?
Uh-huh. Did you ever have any special buildings where you keep, or where would you keep stove wood?
Well, I don't know. People didn't have much.